truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. The Australian road transport industry rolls on the back of small businesses, and industry group NatRoad believes they need more support. NatRoad has lodged a pre-budget submission with Treasury outlining measures which the organisation says focuses on promoting small business and reducing road freight inefficiencies. The CEO of NatRoad, Warren Clark, saying with the budget now due to be handed down on the 2nd of April, the government must give priority to the engine room of the Australian economy, small business. Mr. Clark says one critical element should be given immediate attention, a shift towards a user pays model. He says the ultimate aim of heavy vehicle road reform is to change the provision of heavy vehicle road infrastructure into an economic service. He says this would see a market established that links heavy vehicle user needs with the level of service that they receive, the charges they pay, and the investment of those charges back into heavy vehicle road services. Uber Freight is not yet in Australia. When and if it does come to Australia, truck owners will be able to rate the conditions they experience at pick-up and drop-off locations. The load matching app has just added a new functionality called facility ratings. Uber Freight tell us facility ratings gives carriers and drivers the ability to share honest feedback about the facilities they visit. That gives shippers the insights they need to make changes at facilities and improve drivers' experiences at those facilities. The new feature allows carriers and their drivers to rate facilities on a scale of 1 to 5, with the option to leave a written review. The ratings, along with details about a facility's amenities, are available to all Uber Freight users. For example, when drivers are deciding whether or not to book a load, information around bathrooms, parking, on-site scales and more will be available at their fingertips. No official word yet on when Uber Freight might arrive in Australia, but we'll keep you updated. Do you want a safer truck? Well, get the pressure cleaner out and give your truck a good wash. That's the advice from the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator. In a recently released safety bulletin, the NHVR highlighted the benefits of a clean truck, in particular having a clean chassis, suspension and other underpinnings. The bulletin highlighted a case from August 2014 when the driver of a prime mover semi-trailer combination was killed after the prime mover's front suspension failed. During a coronial inquiry into the incident, it was highlighted that during an inspection of the vehicle after the incident, a notable buildup of contaminants was identified in the region of the failed suspension component. The NHVR saying that to ensure possible safety, compliance or maintenance issues can be readily identified, a vehicle and its components and structures must be clean and free of large deposits of contaminants, such as grime, dirt, mud or lubricants that might obscure damage, cracks or other faults. Volvo Trucks Australia has released video footage from inside the cab of a truck involved in a high-speed collision with the aim of reminding all drivers on the importance of putting their safety first. Taken from inside the cab of a Volvo FH16 truck travelling at 85 km per hour, it shows the moment of impact in the remote Australian outback during the dark of night. The truck is hit by the fourth trailer from an oncoming road train, which had come loose and begun to sway across the median strip of the highway. Despite the ferocity of the impact, the driver walked away from the collision unharmed. Check out the vision of the crash on the Heavy Vehicles website. Penske New Zealand has opened the doors on a brand new, state-of-the-art facility in Christchurch. To coincide with the opening, local commercial vehicle dealer Heavy Trucks is joining the Penske New Zealand family and will relocate to the new Penske Christchurch site immediately. The new Penske facility will provide full retail, sales, parts and service support for the Western Star Trucks, MAN Truck and Bus, Dennis Eagle, MTU and Detroit brands. Jim Livermore, director of Penske New Zealand, telling us they're excited to open the doors to the brand new facility and to welcome Heavy Trucks employees to the Penske New Zealand family. The facility comprises more than 1,800 square metres of workshop space, a 500 square metre parts warehouse and 900 square metres of office space and amenities.
Truck and Bus News. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Despite the importance of having an online presence, to a lot of businesses, big and small, their website is a pain in the neck. If that's how you feel about your site, we reckon you might be battling bad design, poor functionality, slow loading, viruses, and just a lack of time and knowledge to get it where it needs to be. Website Create is here to help, and their motto is that they create websites, not headaches. Website Create can help you with every aspect of website design and maintenance, from securing a domain to listing on Google and even SEO as well. Websitecreate.com.au.